Hey guys, it's Mel. I hope everyone is having a wonderful day today and enjoying your Friday. So I recently got this really cool toy. And, well, it's not an actual toy, but to me, I think it's neat. So when I was much younger, I used to enjoy composing my own music. I was never taught how to play the piano or anything like that. I was never taught how to play any instruments. I just have, you know, just hardly any time with this master's degree. But I'm really starting to find that just anything that involves music, like therapeutically, it's just so much fun to experiment with. I'm not a composer by any means. I do it for a lot of fun. And so I recently acquired this really cool drum pad. It's a finger drum pad, and it's basically a drum machine. I want to say it kind of reminds me, it's just a little bit thicker than your the digital NLS players. So this is a Yamaha FGDP30 drum pad controller, and it's got these like rubber pads that if you tap on them with your finger, so it's this really cool drum machine. So I've been kind of playing with it, and I've been curious, you know, does anybody have one of these things? They're fairly new, and one of my friends actually got it as a Christmas gift for her, and, you know, she was playing with it, and it got me excited about this thing. I mean, there's a lot of sounds. I think they said there's over like 1,000 sounds in this thing, and I don't know about the FGDP50, which is more expensive. I recommend the 30 for one, because it's cheaper. And for two, if you're blind, this does not have a display. It literally talks to you. For example, if I want to change the kit, let's see.
28 T8.
So I guess this is like 80s. Like more 80s drums, and they have this one that's like the kick pedal. It's the way these pads are laid out, it almost reminds me of a weirdly shaped keyboard, because that's what the pads are laid out as. And then like the kick, what would be a kick pedal, it looks like a long space bar, so you can like, they have another one of those things, they kind of remind me of space bars. It's a couple rows up. And that's what this drum is. So let me pick another random kit just to play around with.
15, vintage 70s.
So yeah, I've been kind of playing around with this, but I'm fairly new to this stuff, and there are so many freaking settings on this thing that are just, it's like so overwhelming. I unboxed this thing, and of course I am totally very new at this, but I really kind of like this drum pad, because it's like 3 pounds. It's so freaking lightweight. It's about the size of your NLS player, just a little bit bigger, thicker, and probably not as long. It's more, I want to say it's more square. But it's very, very freaking cool. The, Yamaha FGDP30. I got this at Zounds, but I know, Sweetwater has it. It's pretty freaking new, but, and I love it. And it's got, you can do a metronome on here. You can change the tempo.
Tempo. 119, 120.
Yeah. If anyone has this machine, or if anyone has heard of this machine, I did an unboxing, and I was going to upload it to my podcast, but I go through all the kits and I go through all the settings and mess around with them. I haven't uploaded that podcast yet, but I need to get to, I just basically recorded me just playing around with that pad. I unboxed it and went through all the menu settings, went through all the kits, It's like, I think, close to an hour and a half recording. But I have not put the podcast episode together yet, but I'll do it soon. But anyone interested in, like, does anyone have this machine? Anyone been fairly interested in it lately? Has been wanting to talk about it? I don't know. I think it's a ton of fun. Anyway, that's just me yammering and playing drums at you for a few minutes. I think I'm going to stop now, but it has been fun. Hope everyone's having a great day.